This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Do you want a more intimate walk with God? Are you tired of trying to hear God and hearing only silence? Each week, your host, Felice Skirwitz, is prepared to inspire you and equip you on your journey towards deepening your relationship with God. Listen, hear, and follow the Lord's will in your life, and you will be blessed.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. Today, we're going to be talking about the void in our lives. Welcome to A Few Minutes with God podcast. This is episode number 8, and you can find the show notes at afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. I want to thank our sponsor, Media Angels, and the book, A Few Minutes with God. You can purchase that book in Kindle or book format on Amazon.com. And please be sure to sign up for our e-zine. You will find a wealth of freebies coming your way. And be sure to sign up for A Few Minutes with God email list for daily reminders on spending time with God. The link, again, will be in the show notes on episode 8, A Few Minutes with God podcast.com. Well, today we're discussing the void that is in many people's lives, and that is a life without a real handle on what life's all about. At one point or another in our lives, we all go through crises, right? And when we go through a crisis, that's when we start asking the question, you know, why am I here? Why do I exist? What's life all about? Well, for a Christian, the answer is easy or easier. We're created to love and know God, to seek Him in our daily walk, and to seek His perfect will for our lives. But still, even with the answer, the solution may still be evasive to us. You know, I like to use analogies, and it's like a kid doing a math problem. If he has the problem, and he has the answer, but he doesn't have the solution or how to get to the answer, that doesn't mean he knows how to work out the problem or how to do the steps necessary to get to that final answer. And the same for us as Christians. Many people in the world, whether you're a Christian, a Jew, an agnostic, an atheist, will at some point face a crisis in our lives. Yet, no one is free from trouble, and no one may, depending on your walk, may attempt to find the solution to that problem the same way. When I say some don't have a life purpose or there's a void in your life, I'm not talking about the secular world or the daily to-dos. I'm not talking about a plan for the week, the day, you know, the year. I'm not talking about schedules. I'm not talking about goals or ambitions. I'm not talking about time with family, friends, colleagues, or even true love. What I'm talking about is being lost in a world with so much to do, with so many distractions that are available to us at the tips of our fingertips, that many times this feeling of being lost leads to depression, and there may be a series of events or life circumstances that have added burden to our daily lives, and maybe you are one of those people that are carrying this burden in silence and in grief. Maybe these people I'm referring to are your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, members of your own family, or maybe even you. And how does this void happen? What can we do about it? You know, I heard one time somebody explaining it like they felt their life was a movie and they were in it, but they were removed from the actual events. And, you know, it's so scary when I think about living a life like that. You know, what can you do about it? How can you fill this void in your life? Well, let's take a look at that. We're going to have a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we are going to look at some real things that can help you. We'll be right back.
What are those priceless gifts that money can't buy? Well, I can tell you one of the first is the gift of time. Creating memories with your children can be found in the book, Secret Code Time, Creating an Unbreakable Bond Between Parent and Child. You will find a real-life, actionable plan to help you mend a broken relationship with your child. Even if your relationship is great, this book will bring it to a new level. The next priceless gift is teaching your child the value of spending time with God. In the novel, A Few Minutes with God, written for children and teens, the story unfolds about a struggling family and the gift of hearing God and the outcome, which is a wonderful blessing from the Lord. Your children will want to pray and spend time listening to God after reading this book. Visit mediaangels.com for more information.
Welcome back to podcast number 8. Again, you can find the show notes of A Void in My Life on episode 8 on A Few Minutes with God podcast.com. So when we are looking at the why, it can help to find a solution, but it's like that math problem. You know the answer is, the void can only be filled by God. That's the answer. But how do you get there? How do you get to that point? And so when we look at that, I'd like you to ask yourself these three questions. Number one, when was the last time you were truly happy? Number two, fill in the blank. Everything will be better when blank happens. And number three, happiness and joy happens when I do blank. Just doing the small exercise can be very telling, right? Let's look at number one. Oftentimes, happiness is equated with an event, a new baby, a wedding, a proposal, a raise financially in a job, maybe getting a job, or any kind of success, whether it's materially or some kind of, award. And often we seek our happiness and joy in the wrong places, in success, in our kids, in our spouse, in our family, or the material things in our life. When we do that, that's when that void comes in, because those things don't last, right? And I think we've all experienced that. The second is that everything will be better when, whatever that crisis is, we want or need to look on the other side of it for our own peace or self-preservation, to just get through those hard times. And that is good, and it does help us, but know there will always be some type of crisis in our life, some type of void even after the crisis passes. And so while that is a good thing, if you're filling it with everything will be better if I won the lottery. Oh, if I won the lottery, I could just, stop and breathe. And that might happen for a short period of time. But if our love and our trust is in our financial success or freedom, then our love and trust is always going to have a void in our hearts, because that isn't going to last. And the third is, happiness does not equal an event. And until we realize that true happiness, joy, and peace only comes from God, it will be hard to fill that event or that void. St. Augustine said, "You have made us for yourself, O God, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." So how do we fill that void? First, we're going to spend time with God, right? In quiet. That's the whole purpose of this podcast series, to spend time with God. And in the next podcast, True Joy and Happiness in God's Will, I'm going to give you a list of ways to meditate on this concept. The second is that, and this is the foundation, that when we find the time to spend in quiet with Him and allow Him to come into our lives, He will fill that void. That is really going to be the key, is allowing the Lord into our lives. And until we do that, it is going to be really, really difficult. Also, I'm going to give you some homework, and there are these scriptures, and I'm going to give you just a little synopsis of them. The first is Job 8:13-15. I want you to look that up. And it's about putting our hope in things that do not endure. I want you to explore what that means for you. The second scripture is Luke 12:18-20. We store up our treasures, and yet these are material things. But what happens when the Lord calls us home? How have we worked out our treasures? How are they going to equal out in heaven? Where have we put our time? Have we put our time into the things of this world or the things of the next world? And then John 1:16, for His fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. What does that mean for you? Friends, only in spending time with God in complete silence can we hear His small, still voice, and I pray you hear His voice because He is calling you to a deeper and more fulfilling life with Him in the midst of your life and in all you do. God's blessing upon you today as you ponder these words. Well, if you haven't figured it out, please know that God does not zap us from heaven on His throne with bad things. However, He allows free will to happen, doesn't He? I'm going to recount a story, kind of a sad story, about years ago. We were going to borrow some money to do some renovations. And I was driving to the bank, and as I was driving there to pick up this very large check, I started thinking, and I said, you know what, Lord? I don't think we prayed to you for permission for this. I don't think we prayed to see if we should do this or not. And so I said, well, Lord, I'm going to put this in your hands. You know, my husband wasn't with me. And I said, I'm going to just put this in your hands, my Lord, and just see if you want us to do this and go through with it or not. You know, and so I didn't really hear anything or feel anything. And so I drove to the bank and was in shock when I saw a ton of fire trucks there and everything, and the bank was closed. The people from the bank were standing outside, and there had been some kind of fire alarm, and so they shut the bank down, the whole building where the bank was. So I walked away and drove away and went home and told my husband the situation. And probably to you, it's very obvious that we probably should not have borrowed that money, right? And yet we did. We went back to the bank the next day. Everybody was like, wow, yeah, that was really weird. We've never had anything like that happen before. Here's your check. And so we went ahead and did some renovations and, you know, and decided, well, we've got some extra money. Let's go ahead and invest that money. Well, the renovation money was not lost, right? It's still in my house, added value to my house. But that investment money, instead of just putting it back in the bank or paying back that loan, we decided to invest the extra. And yes, we lost that money. And so when I look back at things like that and I think, wow, God, you know, how could you have allowed us to lose this money? And how could that have happened? And I cannot believe it. You know, you knew that that was going to happen. And then I have to remember back. Yes, I knew that was going to happen. And after your renovation, you should have paid back that money. And maybe not done the renovation, I don't know. But the point here is that He closed the bank for me. It's obvious to you, right? It's so obvious when we look back. So just spending that time in prayer, we can understand. And you know what I've done? I've given it to the Lord. Yeah, it's only money. Oh, well. Yeah, we have to pay it back, and we can. But it's God's money. It's just not anything, you know, and again, I'm going to talk about forgiveness in the next podcast. But God allows us to suffer due to our own decisions. And that's so clear, right? When we hear these stories, you know, you're going to be shaking your head going, I cannot believe she still went through with it when God closed that bank. I just prayed that, right? I drove up. And you could say, well, the enemy didn't want her to have it either, you know, blah, blah, blah. Because at the beginning, when we did invest our money, which I didn't tell you, we did make a lot of money on it immediately. And so it could have been like, well, the enemy didn't want us. And it's just a false sense of security sometimes. So does that mean don't invest? No. Go ahead and invest your money if it's from a surplus and it's and you know that you can either keep that money in an investment for a long time or, you know, whatever that is. The point is deciding to unite our will to God's and God and saying, God, if this is your will for me, the sickness, the financial loss, whatever that problem is that I cannot overcome, then I will embrace it as your will for me right now. And the second thing is being in tune with God. How can you hear Him and His perfect will for your life? Was I so close to Him at that point that I could not see His perfect will was shutting down the bank for me? You know, and the first is, if you don't ask, you know, you won't know. So being in tune with him is the first thing is you have to ask him. The second thing is you have to be able to hear him. And the third thing is you have to listen. You cannot hear God and his perfect will for you if you do not ask, if you do not in quiet hear him, and if you will not listen to him once you do hear him. Our Lord is a just and righteous God. He is loving and understanding. He is slow to anger. He is the Almighty, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is the maker of all that is good, and that includes us and our lives are no surprise to Almighty God. And he wants what is best for us. But being in his will is like swimming in the stream of righteousness and goodness instead of in the opposite direction. Go with God's flow, and he will open those doors of your heart and fill them with every good thing and give us the joy that surpasses all understanding, the joy that comes from loving, serving, and being in the will of God. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, A Few Minutes with God. Please visit Felice on our website, afewminuteswithgod.com, and your podcast page on afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. There you will find the show notes for today's episode. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network.